my feet as I watched this little guy try to stand, an unsure smile on his face and a glint of determination in his eyes, eyes that are no doubt a spitting image of mine. "What the fuck?" I say on a whisper, and I'm going to puke.
"Watch your mouth,"
my dad barks from the corner of the room. He too shares the same eyes. We call them the Dorians, as my gramps had them too. Dorians are a deep brown, almost black, with crazy long-ass lashes that look like fucking spiders' legs. This little guy has Dorians. And my dad is looking at me, and I know he is thinking the same thing I am. I have a son. Chapter 1.
"Where the hell is Jenny?"
I ask once my mom gets Axe, no shit, that's his name, settled in my old room for a nap. "She got here, son, and was gone after her 5-minute explanation," my mom says, and I can see how this has completely emotionally drained her.
"And what was her explanation?"
I ask, and rub trembling hands over my face. I am angry, sad, and freaked out. My mom sighs and looks at me with sad eyes that are filling with tears. "She said that her lawyers will be in touch with you soon." "I knew, honey," she says and looks down the hall as if looking for her long-lost grandson. "The minute I saw him, I knew, and I wanted to strangle her. He hasn't been well cared for, Cal. He is 2 years old, and he can barely talk, and just now standing. He needs a doctor, and soon because he is severely malnourished and..." She pauses, and I watch his tears fall. "His head, honey."
"I know,"
I say, and what I am referring to is that it is misshapen. I know enough about basic needs, and I can tell that my son, my flesh and blood, hasn't had his met. I am livid and ready to snap. Even if this boy wasn't my kid, and I am 90% sure he is, even if he wasn't, I would be hell-bent on finding those responsible for neglecting him.
"We can get him in with Dr. Langley ASAP, but legally I don't know where to start. You need to call Taylor and see what we do first as far as legal. He will need diapers, in the right size, mind you, because that tart you knocked up has him in a size 3 and he needs a 4. Poor baby has a rash from hell on his sweet behind."
"I can get whatever he needs," I say, and my mind is spinning. I have no idea what all I need. My mind is racing towards cribs, some diapers, and bottles. When it hits me, "We can't let Tay know about this right yet, Mom," I say, and I feel my heart hammering. This gets to her before I have all the info I need, and any shot of redemption and a chance to prove my worth will be gone.
"Why on earth would you not want Taylor involved here, Calvin?"
my mom asks, and my dad's eyes are on me, and that man knows exactly why.
"Because I need a minute to process this, Mom, and I don't want business interfering just yet. I just want some time to process this," I say,
and I am panicking for all the wrong reasons. She will never forgive me. The time frame of this little guy, calculating in the 9 months that she was pregnant, and the all-too-familiar memories of fucking Jenny Pope, was all happening while I was dicking around with Taylor. This will all explode undoubtedly, and I know it, but I need a fucking minute to process it.
"Calvin, he needs a doctor,"
my mom snaps, and my dad places his hand on her shoulder to soothe her.
"Give me a minute with Cal, babe," my dad says, and I know he will chew my ass. But thank God he follows guy code and waits for my mom to leave the room, keeping my secret a little longer. "You're fucking around with Taylor, aren't you?" he asks, and doesn't wait for me to respond. "Does she care for you?"
I stand and start pacing, my hands rubbing up and down my face.
"Yes, but it's complicated, Dad."
It's easier to talk to him about this, but not by much. Tay is loved by everyone, and my family is no exception. I have always suspected my dad knew, but he respected us enough to not confront me until now.
"And I am guessing this will be the end for you guys," he says, and I can hear the disappointment in his voice. "I already fuck things up with her dad, and now this will just make redemption impossible," I say, and I have to sit back down because I may just pass out.
"Jesus Christ, Cal," he says, and nothing else as he leaves the room. I know he is angry over the fact I was fucking around, but also for hurting Taylor. I am not, nor have I ever been, the type to shirk my responsibilities, and they know that. They may be disappointed in my actions and worried for Axe as well as me, but I believe they know that with him in the picture...